Barack Obama is suddenly on the 2010 campaign train.
But the U.S. economy may have already left the station.
We're going to lay and maintain 4,000 miles of our railways, enough to stretch coast to coast.
Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning.
Today, I am announcing a new plan for rebuilding and modernizing America's roads and rails and runways for the long term.
Is a $50 billion plan working on the railroads and other infrastructure enough to turn the economy around by Election Day?
Or is it all just talk? Talking down the economy, Obama blows the horn for more jobs.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're strumming on the old banjo, working on the railroad here on Tuesday, September 7th.
And that's actually what the president wants us to do, is work on the railroads. At the top of the news this morning, President Obama in Milwaukee unveiled a $50 billion infrastructure plan to create jobs by expanding roads and airport runways while adding nearly 4,000 miles to the nation's rails. He told the crowd his plan is ambitious but achievable.
Over the next 6 years, we are going to rebuild 150,000 miles of our roads. That's enough to circle the world six times. That's a lot of road.
President also took a swipe at Republicans, giving the rally the feel of a campaign stop.
I heard somebody out here was yelling, "Yes, we can." Remember that was our slogan? Their slogan is, "No, we can't."
Republicans didn't let the president do all the talking. House Minority Leader John Boehner says America doesn't need more government stimulus spending. He says the administration is out of touch.
And that's the point we take to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
So let's remind Americans here, however you add up the programs that were offered yesterday, Congress will not act on any of this by Election Day. And even if they did, it wouldn't happen in time to change the economy, right?
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. It's not going to turn the economy around no matter how much they spend between now and November. It's not like the unemployment rate is going to dip to 6% as a result. However, $50 billion in new spending, when you look at how the president wants to pay for it, which is slapping new taxes on oil and gas drillers, well, that might be kind of popular. There might be members of Congress who want to vote for that, especially in the Senate. They could get it passed. And when you combine it with what the president's going to announce today, which is new tax cuts for business, for investment and hiring, about $200-300 billion worth of new tax breaks, people might go for it. It's hard to say for now, but I wouldn't necessarily pronounce it dead.
All right. They're going to have to roll up their sleeves, that's for sure. Thanks, Todd. Tropical storm Hermine is making its way through southern Texas this morning. Dennis Feltgen with the National Hurricane Center says the biggest concern is flash flooding.
Hermine's expected to produce rainfall accumulations of 4 to 8 inches over northeast Mexico and south Texas, and we can't rule out isolated amounts of up to a foot of rain.
Hermine is expected to be downgraded to a tropical depression later on today.
Wildfires in Colorado have destroyed dozens of homes northwest of Boulder. They're prompting more than 1,000 residents to flee the area. Firefighters fought the blaze overnight. They're hoping to get the upper hand when aerial tankers resumed this morning. The blaze broke out yesterday. It's already burned 3,500 acres.
Jefferson Thomas has died. Thomas was of the Little Rock Nine, the group of teenagers that sparked a major civil rights battle when they integrated Arkansas's public high school in 1957. Thomas often said he was stunned and traumatized by the violence he experienced. And in a 2007 interview, he said the hatred didn't stop once he and his classmates got into the classroom.
It was bad, you know, in the classroom. They put pens and tacks in your seats and glue, you know, everything like that, all the pranks that teenagers do.
Jefferson Thomas was 67 years old. In the markets, Asian markets mixed, European indices down. Futures are down for Wall Street later on today. Coming up, a discussion of all the presidential proposals to spend and get jobs in the economy.